former athletes are being asked to donate their brains to help Australian scientists investigate the link between head injuries and a degenerative brain disease found in athletes. The disease is known as chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. Former football and rugby league players Ian Roberts and Peter Fitzsimons have agreed to donate their brains upon their deaths to the new Australian Sports Brain Bank. There, the brains will be examined for signs of traumatic injury. Peter Fitzsimons says it's an issue that has only recently been taken more seriously.
I, like many footballers of my generation, including Cole Scott's, including Ian Roberts, we never took concussion seriously, did we, Cole? It was always something that man up, shake it off, get back out there. And the three methods of overcoming concussion in the 80s and the 90s, up until probably the late 90s, was number one, the magic water, which was the sponge in the face. Number two was smelling salts. And number three was man the hell up.
Now, a growing body of research shows repeated concussions can significantly affect the brain decades later. The condition has been found to cause memory loss, mood swings, depression, and other cognitive difficulties. It primarily affects boxers, football and rugby players, and others who sustain repeated head trauma. Through a partnership between Royal Prince Alfred Hospital and the University of Sydney's Brain and Mind Centre, scientists will study a range of brain changes. They will look at the brains of athletes who had one or more episodes of concussion, examining brain tissue removed at their autopsies. The head of the Australian Sports Brain Bank, Dr. Michael Buckland, says very little research has been done up to now in Australia.
In Australia, we know virtually nothing. We have one brain that's been sent to Boston from an Australian footy player, and that single brain was diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Is that the only case? Is it common in Australia? We don't know. And really, that's the first aim of the Australian Sports Brain Bank, is to define if CTE is present in Australian sports people.
The brains sent to a research institute in Boston and diagnosed with CTE belong to former Manly rugby player Barry Tizer Taylor. Mr. Taylor's diagnosis was made at an autopsy after his death. His son, Steve Taylor, says the condition had a devastating impact on his father's health.
Part of the tragedy is that his fearlessness and the physical contest of the sport that he loved deprived him of a dignified old age, and deprived his friends and family of someone they loved.
Hundreds of cases have been diagnosed in the US and Canada, many among high-profile players from the US National Football League. The Australian Sports Brain Bank will work with the Boston-based Concussion Legacy Foundation to study the effects of CTE and to try to develop a treatment and a cure. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.